So a really lovely day. England resuming on 119 for one, so a lead of 216. And resuming on 59 this morning will be Alistair Cook. He's back in the ranks these days, of course, with Joe Root, the new captain, which means that he doesn't have the responsibility of worrying about declarations and that sort of thing today. Well, I caught up with Alistair Cook earlier to try and find out from him what England's plans are today.
You just summed up in your first sentence there, Agus. I can sit right on the fence and say I haven't spoken to Joe. I'm sure he's spent a lot of time thinking about it like you would have done last night. In an ideal world, we'd have liked to be 30, 40 more runs on the board than last night. But sometimes you have to give credit to the opposition. I thought the way South Africa bowled last night, I'm not just saying it because I was out there batting, but I thought it was really hard work. You know, quite easy with a bowler down and being 100 runs behind. You know, after the initial spell, you feel as if you can get on top of them. But they were relentless in their areas. The slogan obviously a bit rough there for the left arm and made it quite hard for the left-handers. So, you know, we had to fight hard and, you know, we're in a position now where, as you'd always want to be coming today for, where you can dictate it. But, hopefully we can get a few more runs on the ball.
Yeah. Is it the sort of pitch too where actually you do want to bat a bit longer on it, because the longer you're on it, the more balls are bowled on it, the more footprints go down it. Actually, it's in your interest to let it wear a bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you think like that. Obviously, if we'd have been 300 for one at the end of last, it'd be better, but, you know, it doesn't happen like that. And they bowled very well and you have to earn the right to get the runs. And I think also in modern day cricket, you can have that blitz, can't you, of six or seven overs where you can get 60, 70 runs and catch up very quickly. But I think on this wicket, it will be quite hard to do that. Yeah. You know, it's, you know, the pace for the seamers has certainly gone out of the wicket. You know, they're not too many, I know it's never going to be me batting, but too many free-throwing drives and punches down the ground, but certainly when the ball gets old. So it's it was really hard graft, and we'll see what Joe says in the meeting at 10:15, and it's, yeah. I went home, watched the 2020 game, and had to write about it.
See, I love this. I've watched you at slip, and there was one moment I thought I saw you putting your fingers on your biceps and pretending there were stripes or something that had gone. But I mean, it was
the moment when Ben Stokes told me where to stand to the spinner, and I thought that is life has turned around quite quickly, and I'm merely a foot soldier. So we did make us chuckle, but yeah, it's been brilliant, and Joe's been very good to me, and you know, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure it's probably, he probably knows, there's always that relationship to find, but you know, I think we're both quite laid back, and I think he's done a really good job so far.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you don't strike me as being someone who actually necessarily will sit in a corner and mutter and grumble and be an awkward old captain sitting there and chuntering away.
I hope not. I really hope not. I feel as if my job's to offer an opinion. If asked, and sometimes just to put an idea at certain times, whether it's on or off field. If it's listened to, it's listened to. If it's not, it's no, you know, it's no bother really. Now, I've had my stint. I was incredibly proud to be England captain. But I've had my go, and it's time to move on, and this side to move on, and the next generation to take England cricket forward. And hopefully, I can be part of it.
Yeah. This last thought, I was talking to, I think, Jeffrey the other day up there. I said, come on, Alistair Cook is 32. He's not playing one day cricket anymore. Just playing tests, you could go on forever. I mean, seriously, you've got it just about cracked, haven't you?
No, I think it's very easy to think like that. You know, I actually found the step back from county cricket to international cricket this first 3 days really hard work. You know, like it's a big difference, and you know that does take its toll on you as an individual. And it took me a couple of days to toughen up to it, which is surprising after being around so long. Jesus, I sound old, but yeah, look, who knows what the future holds? You know, I'm hungry to score runs. You know, it's hard work. You don't just get given runs. All these numbers and figures are just thrown at you. It's you know, the amount of hard work it gets to get you even to a test match level is hard work. So, you know, I'm going to keep my nose clean, try and work as hard as I can, and see what happens. Really, I'd love to be still playing for as long as I can, because you're a long time retired. But we'll see.
Just to pick up that point, so someone like Keaton Jennings, for instance, and he's actually playing second division county cricket, presumably you really sympathise, well, not sympathise, but you know, you understand perhaps actually he has got to battle pretty hard to get up here.
Yeah, I think that was probably the first time I've experienced it, and maybe a bit more sympathetic to the guys. And you know, county cricket is hard work in a different way. You know, you're playing against very, very good bowlers, experienced bowlers, just in a slightly different environment. And it has been a bit of an eye-opener this week, and hopefully I'm in a good stead for the next 6 or 7 games.
Well, there you are, there's a man with a weight off his shoulders, I reckon. Compare that interview to the one that he gave at the end of the Chennai Test match just before Christmas. But great to catch up with Alistair Cook again. Very relaxed and eager and refreshed and everything else. And he's in good touch at the moment. It was a bit of a battle for him yesterday, to be honest. But he and Gary Balance are walking out into the middle now. They'll have some sort of idea, I suppose, what they want to try and score at four and over, I guess, these two, let's be realistic, not